1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. The Supreme Court has temporarily extended access to the abortion drug mifepristone. It's essentially an extension of the status quo for 2 days till Friday, April 21st. ABC's Ann Flirty has more.
Everyone was hoping that the Supreme Court would weigh in here. Now, I don't think we can take anything from this other than they just need more time to read these briefs. But certainly the nation on edge as we wait for this.
The FDA-approved drug has been in use for more than two decades. President Biden is in Maryland, where he'll deliver a speech on the economy after visiting with union workers. Days after the Justice Department unsealed indictments related to the Chinese government targeting or spying on Chinese dissidents here in the U.S., FBI officials are sounding the alarm on what they call an inflection point in authoritarian regimes trying to engage in similar acts here and in other countries. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed in late-day trading. This is ABC News. An arrest in Ventura County, California, after a man drove into a group of high school students.
A 15-year-old boy was killed and others hurt when a car slammed into a group outside of Westlake High School in Thousand Oaks. The driver, investigators say, was 24-year-old Austin Ice, who was on a crime spree and had stabbed a Walmart employee beforehand, and now they think he intentionally hit the students. Eric Berg is a sophomore.
I hear people screaming and running, and then I turn around and I just see this big white car just barreling towards me, and there's debris flying everywhere.
Ice was arrested at the crash site and is now facing multiple charges, including murder. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A new study finds COVID-19 may increase the risk of diabetes. Researchers in Canada say people infected with coronavirus were significantly more likely to be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And for people hospitalized with COVID, the study shows they're more than twice as likely to be diagnosed with diabetes. Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Some Wisconsin Republicans are upset that the Little White Schoolhouse in Ripon, long known as the birthplace of the Republican Party, was moved to a new location on Monday, closer to the city's downtown. The move, though, means the building lost its status as a National Historic Landmark, at least for now. This is the sixth time the building has been relocated. It had been at the previous location since 1951. The Ripon Chamber of Commerce, which owns the building, is expected to appeal the decision by the National Register of Historic Places to remove the schoolhouse. Local tourism officials say the new location makes a better destination for attendees at next year's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Don't be surprised when you hear tornado sirens tomorrow. The National Weather Service holding statewide tornado drills Thursday at 1:45 and 6:45 p.m. You're encouraged to talk with your family about emergency plans in case of severe weather. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and it is exploding all over the place. History is history in the making. We go down to Atlanta, Georgia. A striking development down there, which leads me to question what's going on everywhere else. Let me tell you what it is. Fannie Willis is the district attorney in Fulton County. That's Atlanta. It's the biggest population area in Georgia, and she's the one that is investigating and deciding whether to charge people in connection with the extortion call of Donald Trump to Brad Raffensperger. Remember that one where Trump was taped? It's on tape where he says, you got to find me 11,000, I don't know, 700 more votes. How hard can that be? And by the way, there could be criminal consequences if you don't. That's extortion. She convened a grand jury. And the grand jury came back with a number of recommended indictments, but they're sealed. And then the Republican Party went in, Trump went in, and they're trying to get the judge to A, dismiss the case before she even decides whether or not to charge, B, surrender all of the transcripts and destroy them so there's no record of what witnesses said, and C, order her, enjoin her, not to proceed with any investigation. And believe it or not, there's a judge that's considering that. And believe it or not, she has till early May to get her brief in explaining why that shouldn't be the case. But what that's done, of course, is delay things. But there's a new development. The new development, it turns out that some of the people she's investigating are the fake electors down there. Now, remember, they're fake electors in the swing states, in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada. There's no need for fake electors in Alabama because the electorate down there is Republican and legislature is Republican, although it's gerrymandered and doesn't matter. Similarly, in New York or California, they had no need to try to do fake electors because the truth of the matter is that the legislature and the electorate are in sync. But in the six swing states, the Republicans came up with this list of fake electors that they were going to send in and have Pence present them to the Senate, and each congressional delegation would get only one vote. And even though the Democrats had a majority in the Congress, in terms of raw numbers of votes, raw numbers of delegations, the majority of the delegations are mostly Republican. You know, for instance, Wyoming has one congressman, and that's Republican. And the Constitution says that in that vote, each delegation would get one vote. each delegation, and then they would have put Trump in the presidency. Turns out she's investigating them, and it turns out that she has moved the court to order the lawyer for the fake electors to withdraw for conflict of interest. And I'll tell you why that's important. This lawyer is representing 10 fake electors being paid by the Republican Party. And when 10 people are the objects of a criminal inquiry, it's a very, very dicey proposition for a lawyer to say, I'm going to represent all of them. Because how do you give sole loyalty and sole attention to each one individually? And it turns out she had told the lawyer, I will give immunities to some of them if they testify against the others. And the lawyer didn't pass it on to his clients, to her clients, as it turned out. She also, in interviewing some of these people, some said, Joe Blow over here, one of my co-defendants, committed other crimes I wasn't be part of, I would not be part of, and I'm going to tell you about them. Well, if you're a lawyer representing 10 people, one's ratting on the other, some have been offered immunity, you don't communicate it to them, that's a real problem. And she's absolutely right to go into court and say, remove her from the case, remove this lawyer from the case. But I have a larger question, a very important question. If Fannie Willis, she's not even the attorney general. She is the lawyer for Fulton County, the lawyer for the Atlanta area. If she can prosecute the fake electors, why aren't other prosecutors doing it around the country? Why are they saying they're waiting for Merrick Garland, who's, I think, terrified and not going to do anything? The crime here in Wisconsin occurred in Dane County. It occurred in the Capitol. Fitzgerald ginned it up, made sure that there was a conference room available. Voss enabled it. They all were told, keep quiet about it, do it in secret, sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. And then they sent in a document to the Senate and the archives falsely saying that they were the electors, and they weren't. Why isn't that prosecuted? She can do it in Georgia, and she isn't even the attorney general. I mean, it could be prosecuted by the DA of Dane County. It could be prosecuted by the State Department of Justice. Why is only Georgia doing it? Why is, for instance, Pennsylvania not doing it? Why, for instance, is Michigan not doing it? Arizona, Nevada, and why, for instance, is Wisconsin not doing it? This is a very important question. I have a real concern that we're drifting into the election. The first debate is August in Milwaukee, the Republican debate in Milwaukee, because the Republicans have a rule that says whatever venue gets the convention, that's where you have the first debate. We get the convention July 2024, so the Republican convention, so the debate is August of 23 here in Wisconsin, here in Milwaukee. Now, Donald Trump right now is pounding the hell out of DeSantis, who's an incompetent candidate. I don't even know if DeSantis will announce by August. Trump will show up. Nikki Haley will show up. An occasional weirdo will show up. Crooked Mike Pompeo has dropped out. Pence will show up. It'll be an S show. At what point are people going to tumble to the fact that Merrick Garland ain't going to do anything? Fannie Willis is doing something. She's only the DA of a county. Alvin Bragg is doing something. He's only the DA of a borough, Manhattan, in New York. These people have a lot of guts. Why are the fake electors not being prosecuted somewhere? In Georgia, they're being prosecuted somewhere. And you know something? That is Atlanta. Because of Fannie Willis. Why are the fake electors in Wisconsin not being prosecuted? We're going to the Lions. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jack?
Well, apparently the Georgia Republicans have learned a pretty good lesson from Wisconsin. When they went to that judge and asked him, apparently they couldn't get the whole legislature to do it, or at least not to do it fast enough. So they went to this judge and tried to get him to basically stop all prosecutions, throw out all the evidence, destroy all the evidence. That sounds real familiar. I seem to remember something about Scott Walker and the legislature, and Walker cheated his way into the governorship the first time around, and then the legislature basically voted to do the same thing. You know, the clear, incredible corruption of the Republican Party is just amazing.
You're right. And Jack is referring back when Scott Walker was governor. I don't know if you remember, but Scott Walker coordinated back then. That was unlawful. If you had any contribution over the legal amount, in other words, anything coming from, you know, black ops, dark money type thing, you can't coordinate it. You can't talk to them and say, OK, in this particular ad, why don't you do this or why don't you do that or emphasize this or that? He did all of that. So the prosecutors in Milwaukee, the U.S. attorney in Milwaukee, and the DA of Milwaukee County, John Chisholm, took a look at that and they said, we're going to investigate that. We're going to prosecute that. Immediately, they both, and I knew them both of the prosecutors quite well. These were top-notch people. John Chisholm is one of the top DAs in the country. Honest as the day is long, ramrod straight, Army officer. And they attacked him. They lied about the prosecution. And then it went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And in the meantime, the gerrymandered Republican legislature changed the law retroactively. They changed the law retroactively and say, you can coordinate. And by the way, it's retroactive. And by the way, it's retroactive. And then it goes to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and Janet Protasiewicz was not on it yet. It was a Republican Supreme Court, and they just ratified whatever the Republican Party did. That stunk of corruption. That is one reason why Scott Walker was not reelected again in 2018, because people don't trust him. They don't trust him. And for good reason, they don't trust the justices on the Supreme Court, who turned out to be the same ones that voted not to certify Joe Biden, who won the election, and they were going to hold that up. They were part of the attack on our democracy. And I'm getting now to a larger point. Jack is right. Georgia saw that was happening, and Georgia has a prosecutor with a lot of guts, and her name is Fannie Willis. And I'll tell you what, New York has a prosecutor with a lot of guts. Manhattan does. Alvin Bragg. And they're following the law and the facts where it goes. Without fear or favor, nobody is above the law. But nobody else in the country is even prosecuting the fake electors. They're not going to get prosecuted. And then we're going to go into an election. We're going to go into a debate in August. The primaries, Iowa, New Hampshire, all the primaries, South Carolina. Suddenly what? Next May? What, a year from May? Somebody will say they're going to prosecute Donald Trump. I don't think so. I don't think so. Nobody's prosecuting the fake electors or anybody else except Fannie Willis and Alvin Bragg. And the question has got to be asked, why is Wisconsin not prosecuting our fake electors? Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 36, winds out of the northeast 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, highs level off around 59, cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 38, mainly clear. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday and Saturday, 56, Friday 45, Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 37.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt from the Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gene, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Matt. Great show as usual. Excellent topic. Maybe it's time, you know, that we have our voices heard by calling our Attorney General's office, stating that, politely, that we want accountability in our state. Justice matters, and we don't want our elections interfered with. And I hope everybody will start calling in a polite manner, showing our support for an investigation and prosecution if it happens, and maybe we'll get some action. So that's my two cents worth today. You have a great day, and thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Gene. Yeah, we are well within your rights to do that. And I would make the following point. If the district attorney, not the attorney general even, the district attorney in one county, Fulton County in Atlanta, has the jurisdiction to prosecute the fake electors, why do the state prosecuting authorities in Wisconsin not have similar jurisdiction to prosecute our fake electors? And how about Ron Johnson? There should be a grand jury, and Ron Johnson should be called in front of it. How did you get those Michigan state electors in your pocket that you wanted your chief of staff to pass on to Pence, and you tried to pass them on to Pence? Why Michigan? Were you trying to subvert Michigan because then Michigan would have reciprocity and subvert us, so you would both look as if you were trying to stick up for your home state? Is that possible? Is that possible? Why don't you answer that question under oath instead of barking it to a reporter? I don't know if you remember the video. He was walking along. He's put his cell phone to his ear. And the reporter said, why did you send the fake electors to Pence? And he says, I'm on the phone. She said, no, you're not. I can see the screen. He wasn't on the phone. That is so sad. That is so pathetic. So absolutely pathetic. How about getting him? How about getting Fitzgerald in front of that grand jury? How about occasionally one of the big boys, not just the fake electors themselves, although one of them was the Republican state party chair in the past. The other one's a Republican elected from somewhere in Brown County. And another one was on the Wisconsin Election Commission, Spindell. How about getting them? And then how about getting Fitzgerald? Why did you hook up that conference room? Voss, why did you permit that conference room to be used for that purpose? Oh, I didn't know. You didn't know. Didn't you send an email out saying, be very quiet about this. Don't tell everybody and just come in. I don't recall. Well, here's the email. That was supposed to have been destroyed. How about it? How about doing it what Fannie Willis is doing? Fannie Willis, the magnificent Fannie Willis in Atlanta, Georgia. Going to the lines. Vicki of Burlington, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Reminder Day, Vicki.
Hello, Matt. Thank you for taking my call. First, I'd like to say I just love Jean. I listen to the show every day, all the shows every day, and she's a regular caller. And I listen to every word she says because she's got experience and wisdom. And so if she's still listening, I want to say people hear you and thank you so much for being so active and participating. It means a lot to me. As far as the electors, you know, I don't know why only a couple of states are prosecuting these electors. It's probably politics or fear. But something's changing. And what I want to say is that hopefully people have noticed now that tax day was yesterday, the GOP tax cut scam of 2017, which gave individuals tax cuts for 4 years, which expired in January of 2022, how convenient, and are permanent for corporations and LLCs, thanks Rojo. We all felt that when we filed our taxes this year. So please know the Republicans are always about special interest corporations and LLCs and not for the people. And so if you had a smaller refund or no refund or a balance due, please know that tax cut for us expired the people and for them it remains. So think people. Thank you, Jean. Love you and love you, Matt, and love Devil.
Thank you very much, Vicki. What a wonderful call. And I hope you call in a lot more in the future and hit the nail on the head. Let me just talk about that very briefly. When the Republicans do things, always look for the sneaky twist. Always look for the sneaky twist. When they put that tax cut in 2017, 2018 time period to kick in that year, it was billed as it's for everybody. And other people would say, well, something like 88% of it or 89% of it went to corporations, especially the big boys. And the others came to us and people say, oh, well, I mean, you know, at least we'll get something. Well, read the fine print. The devil is in the details. The details were said that the average person, the non-corporations, it was only good for 4 years. For the big boys, the corporations, it was permanent. And then they go, well, you could always reverse it. No, you can't reverse it because it would take our majority in the Senate, which we now have, but they'll filibuster. It takes 60 votes. When do you think anytime soon you're going to get 60 votes to cut the big boys' tax breaks and Wall Street's tax breaks? Anytime soon? I don't think so. Vicki, that was a terrific call. Thank you very, very much for calling in on that. And I just want to get back briefly to what Vicki and also Jean Eau Claire were alluding to. The fake electors right now, the only place they're being even attempted to be prosecuted is in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, remember something. Fannie Willis got death threats. Fannie Willis got death threats. Her kids get death threats. It takes a lot of guts. Somebody like Alvin Bragg gets death threats. Now, some of these death threats, guys will say, well, you can't really believe that I'd go through with it. Well, no, I do believe it. All right. Well, say they don't go through with it. Some 18-year-old kid who likes Trump is going to see it and take it seriously. Our prosecutors are on the front lines. We've got to back them up. We've got to insist that there be prosecution of the state crooked fake electors. We're going to the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see the lines. Don't hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. The Supreme Court has temporarily extended access to the abortion drug mifepristone. It's essentially an extension of the status quo for 2 days till Friday, April 21st. ABC's Ann Flirty has more.
Everyone was hoping that the Supreme Court would weigh in here. Now, I don't think we can take anything from this other than they just need more time to read these briefs. But certainly the nation on edge as we wait for this.
The FDA-approved drug has been in use for more than two decades. President Biden is in Maryland, where he'll deliver a speech on the economy after visiting with union workers. Days after the Justice Department unsealed indictments related to the Chinese government targeting or spying on Chinese dissidents here in the U.S., FBI officials are sounding the alarm on what they call an inflection point in authoritarian regimes trying to engage in similar acts here and in other countries. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed in late-day trading. This is ABC News.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin is under a state of emergency due to fast-rising floodwaters. The snowpack in northern Wisconsin has been melting rapidly in the last week, and we've had our share of rain. Wisconsin Emergency Management, the National Guard, and several other state agencies are standing by to offer local communities help if they need it. A bill to increase penalties for carjacking in Wisconsin is on its way to Governor Evers' desk. Convicts would face up to 60 years in prison.
Years ago, I would take my kids when they were growing up, we would go down and we would stay down in downtown Milwaukee or downtown Chicago. I don't think you could pay me to go down there now.
Republican Paul Tittle of Manitowoc, the bill has bipartisan support, but some Democrats complain it demonizes Milwaukee. In sports, the Brewers go for a sweep of Seattle today. Tonight, the Bucks try to even up their first-round playoff series against Miami. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill? Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Bill, if you're having a phone issue, keep trying. And I'm going to go to a topic right now. Waiting on Bill to get back on the line. There's an amazing story out of Florida. Amazing story. Ron DeSantis has got to be the most clueless presidential candidate I've ever seen. He has now announced that he and the state legislature down there, which is Republican and gerrymandered, are going to take control of Walt Disney World, of the development district that houses Walt Disney World. He will revoke the development agreement, and the house of the mouse will be his. The house of the mouse will be mine, he said. Are you out of your mind? I mean, people generally like Disney. Kids like Disney. Are you out of your mind? Here's the way he says he's going to start to do it. First of all, he is considering building a state prison right next to the house of the mouse. A state prison. Oh, that's great. That's great. The young kids will come in. You know, those the folks save all year for this trip. It's a very expensive trip. I mean, getting in, the food, you know, the lines, all that kind of stuff. Imagine having a state prison, Waupun or Green Bay, right next to it. They see these sort of people without hope traipsing through the yard next to the kids. Now, there'll liable to be chain gangs down in the South, sadly. There still are, by the way, in some places. Chain gangs. You hear the guard yell, "Boy, you're in a heap of trouble." And the guard will yell, "What we have here is a failure to communicate." And the kids will listen to this. That's from Cool Hand Luke, by the way, but it's the kind of thing we're talking about. Is he out of his mind? And then he says, "I will build public housing right next to the house of the mouse." Public housing. Look, I believe in public housing. It's necessary for the dignity of people. But you do not necessarily want public housing next to Disney World. This is a tourist attraction. It's apparently one of the biggest, if not the biggest employers in Florida. Biggest employer, or one of them, in Florida. It's a feel-good trip for kids. They come from all over the country, and it's very, very expensive. What is he doing? I have a feeling, I'm just going to share it right now. One Republican governor has already endorsed Trump for president. 9 Republican senators out of 49, about 20% of the Republican delegation are supporting Trump for president. 45 or more Republican congressmen are. 4 of them are in Florida, in the state of DeSantis, and they're supporting Trump. There are large donors who are now drawing back saying, "I don't know if I'm going to give to this guy. Is he out of his mind? Is he out of his mind?" There is a phrase used, several phrases. I'm going to put them all together and you'll get the point. Over and above ideology, over and above background, over and above everything else, it's imperative for somebody who thinks they're going to be president to fill the stage, to have gravitas, to have weight, to act like a president, to inspire confidence in people that they can control the country in a good way, not an anti-democratic way, but that somebody we can trust. We saw that Scott Walker in the polls was ahead of the pack back in the summer of 2015. He raised $90 million to put into Iowa alone, got creamed. Actually, he didn't get creamed because he dropped out beforehand. Dropped out in September. Because in the debate, one of the first debates, he stood there wooden and stiff and afraid. And whatever it is about DeSantis, I mean, you know, yeah, he's the governor of Florida and this, that, and the other thing. And yeah, Trump has attacked him mercilessly. And he doesn't attack back. He doesn't attack back. Trump says he would turn Ukraine over to Russia, and he praised Putin, Xi of China, and Kim Jong-un of North Korea. And what does DeSantis do? DeSantis goes, well, I myself think that maybe we're sending too much stuff to Ukraine. He sucks along trying to be little Trump, slightly out Trump. And then he takes an issue like the House of the Mouse, and he thinks, "I'm going to show that I am unwoke." That is so, so stupid. What he should have done, but frankly, John Kennedy, Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, anybody who really aspired to the presidency, they would have taken their own kids or grandkids to Disney World. They would have posed with, listen, I like Mickey Mouse. I like Minnie Mouse. I like Goofy. I like Donald Duck. I even like Ludwig von Drake, Donald Duck's uncle. Ludwig von Drake, what a guy. I like Ludwig von Drake. You'd go there and you pose with the kids. Say, I like Ludwig von Drake and Goofy and Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. You calm people down. Instead, he thinks he is so narrowly focused. He thinks, well, I can out unwoke Trump, and therefore I'm golden. I cannot believe how stupid it is, but the one thing that I am concerned about is if this persists, and by the way, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. And his first impression is disastrous. And I think, quite frankly, he's not going to be the nominee. And who else is running? Pence, he's not going to be a nominee. Nikki Haley. If it's Trump, you're Biden. And Biden, of course, is our guy. He's my man. Excellent president, one of the greats. And he should beat Trump, there's no question. But, you know, on a given day, things happen. We've got to keep Trump. Got to keep Trump out of the presidency, or he will withdraw us from NATO. He will turn over Eastern Europe to the commie Ruskies. He'll betray our country, and it cannot be permitted to happen. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, and this is an example of how it's creeping. Going to the lines, Tom of McFarland, my friend. Thanks, Colin. You're on the phone. What's on your mind today, Tom of McFarland?
Hi, Matt. Just to build off of what you were just saying as far as with DeSantis and Disney, if you look at this from a bigger picture, you see how frightening it is. This all started back when they were passing the Don't Say Gay bill, and Disney came out in support of its employees saying that we can't support this bill, this legislation. And this was the champion, the baby of DeSantis. And rather than talking with Disney, he took personal offense that Disney made that public statement. So they decided to take away the special tax district that Disney has been operating for 50 some odd years. Fast forward, Disney decided that, well, what we're going to do is we're going to get into a new contract with the board that is still present before DeSantis and his board takes over. So there's a new contract. They followed right. All the letters of the law, and it's all good. Well, now DeSantis is saying the government has the authority to overturn a contract that was signed within a private business. And not
right.
only that.
But Tom, hold on for a second, Tom. Yeah, Tom, hold on for a second. The issue here to me, and this is just presidential common sense. The issue here to me is I don't care what the underlying legislation was. I don't care if Disney was right or wrong or if DeSantis was right or wrong. You do not tell Disney that you're going to build a prison and a public housing project next to the House of the Mouse if you want to be president. It's dumber than hell. This is what the guy is doing. And everything you said is accurate, and they're going back and forth. Nobody wants to hear it. They want to hear, shut up, DeSantis. They want to hear, I'm going to bring my kids from Chicago or San Francisco or Alabama, and they want to pose with Goofy and Mickey and, yes, Ludwig von Drake. And that's all they want. And if this guy had any brains, that's what he'd do. Thanks for calling. Jake of Eureka, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Jake?
Oh, it's time for Mickey Mouse to flee Florida. I mean, we should be talking about Disney World Milwaukee or Disney World Denver, you know, I mean, so someplace else other than Florida. And the idea that this DeSantis, who's basically just Florida's version of Scott Walker, he's a total bust as a candidate, is going to threaten the folks at Disney and the parents who take their children to Disney, saying he's going to put convicted sex offenders right next door. You know, if DeSantis wants to send a sex offender over to the park at Disney World, he can just simply give a couple of tickets to Lauren Boebert and her convicted sex offender husband, Jason Boebert, you know, the two stars of the House Republicans.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, the funny thing about us is we tend not to engage in ad hominem remarks. I can't, you know, Lauren Boebert has no business being in the Congress. She's a disaster. There's no question about that. But here, the issue to me is this. I mean, if this guy, the guy has to be presidential. He has to be presidential. He may like this bill. Disney doesn't want a bill. I don't care what the... You take your kids or your grandkids to Disney, you smile, and you say, this is Minnie Mouse, this is Mickey Mouse. That's what you do. It's American. Disney World, Disneyland, all the Disney stuff is a harbinger of our culture. It's an ambassador of our culture. They have it in France. They have it all over the world. Everybody recognizes Minnie Mouse. Mickey Mouse is one of the best brands in the world. Why do you take that on? This is a complete lapse of judgment. And the point I'm making isn't necessarily right or wrong, but there is a saying from Talleyrand, a statesman in France in the 19th century, who once said about something, everybody was arguing just like this. Well, it's right, it's wrong. He said, it is worse than a crime. It is a blunder. And this is worse than a crime. It's a blunder. It's going to end up being Trump as the nominee. And we then are going to have basically Armageddon against decency and greatness, which is Biden, and he'll win. But things happen. We got to be very careful. Thanks for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. I'll just add, I didn't think there was anybody that would run against or run for president worse than Walker. No Rhodes, Foxconn. The list goes on and on with Walker. All to try to get the presidential nomination. But DeSantis is worse. So if Biden does meet up with him, he'll trounce him, and he also trounce Trump. The Republicans need to do better is what I'm saying. So thanks for taking my comment.
Yeah, and thank you, Paul. And here's the deal. I'm very risk adverse, you know, and I look at the odds going forward. I think that Biden clearly beats Trump. It would really help, quite frankly, if Merrick Garland, are you listening, Merrick Garland? If somebody would back up Fannie Willis and would go after Trump. The big boys aren't, no one's going after these guys. Alvin Bragg's going after him, but that's a separate deal, and no one sees it as serious as this other stuff. What about the documents that he showed to donors? You know, you have Jack Teixeira out of the Cape Cod Air Force unit, who's going to go down because he did it, and he showed it to people. And the Donbass Babushka, whatever her name is, the gal from the, she's actually Sarah Bills, is another traitor, former Navy non-commissioned officer, an E-7, chief petty officer, downgraded E-5. And she showed it. She's pro-Russian. And she showed four documents. These people should go to jail, 10 years per document. Donald Trump showed it to donors. He showed them to donors. I personally think he showed them to the Russians, too. I think he monetized them. But even if they can't prove that, he showed them to donors. Where's the prosecution? Where's the prosecution? Why isn't Merrick Garland doing Fannie Willis's work? Why isn't somebody going after the fake electors? Fannie Willis showed you can do it in the state, so do it in the state. If Merrick Garland won't do it. You've got to slow this guy Trump down because he's a criminal. People know he's a criminal, but after all, if he's the Republican nominee, you never know. I agree that Biden should beat him. I agree Biden would beat DeSantis. But you have got to do something, and that I am sounding the alarm, and building a prison and public housing next to the house and the mouse is the stupidest thing that DeSantis could have done. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 36, winds out of the northeast 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, highs level off around 59, cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 38, mainly clear. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday and Saturday, 56, Friday, 45, Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 37.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
40, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Kurt of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Kurt?
I often use example of driving to root cause when we discuss issues and stuff. And DeSantis's behavior is only perpetuates itself based on the fact that he's holding office, and that the fact that people put him in office. I have to constantly go back to, where are all the people, the citizens, the people who are residents of Florida, where are they not getting worked up and angry about this man? They're not. See, if they are, I'm not seeing it. There's no signs of it in the press, the TV, the radio, nothing. So you have at least half, if not better, of the state complicit to this man's behavior. And right. Again, we can complain about DeSantis all we like, but in reality, he didn't just anoint himself into office. People pulled the lever for this guy. So we have to start really looking a lot deeper and start looking at the individuals that make up a state, even with the gerrymandering, that choose to behave in a fashion they find this fashion as normal.
Right. That's an excellent question. You know, I want to build on that. It occurred to me after I heard Marjorie Taylor Greene once too often, I'm thinking, what kind of congressional district could vote for her? And how about Lauren Boebert? And how about Paul Gosar? And how about Mo Briggs? And how about Andy Biggs and all these people? You know, there's 750,000 people in a congressional district. And I can see they might want to be Republican, but Marjorie Taylor Greene had a Republican run against her who's a neurologist, apparently a very decent guy, and she smoked him. Something out there in some of these places. And one of the things about DeSantis, you know, you can't gerrymander a whole state. You can gerrymander a legislature, but the whole state is what it is. And the truth of the matter is, the last time we put up this guy, Crist, who is a very good guy down there, former Republican, but it was a generational thing. He was an older guy, didn't show a lot of energy. And before that, we put up a guy who looked very good, except the FBI was investigating him for fraud. You know, at some point, the Democratic Party has to start looking for stronger candidates. Part of the problem is that. But Mark from the SAC, my friend, take another call. What's in your mind, Mark from the SAC?
If I remember correctly, DeSantis managed to get a lot of people off the voter rolls as well. So that's all to help him out, and that's, you know, positively evil as far as I'm concerned. It's a violation of his oath of office to make sure all the citizenry has full access to their legal rights. I mean, DeSantis.
That's a good point. Let me just build on something on that. You struck a nerve with me. I'm going to give you a statistic that will curl your hair. In the last election, where DeSantis won and beat Crist by a fair amount, more than 60% of Republicans in the state voted. 46% of the Democrats voted. Just voted. It wasn't that they were suppressed. They just didn't vote. if 60% of the Democrats had voted, or if, say, 55% of each voted, our candidate would have won. Part of the reason is we are not turned out to vote. And yes, some are removed from the rolls. Yeah, but there's a general apathy and laziness on the part of the electorate, which says to me that whatever the issues are down in Florida, it's not that they wanted DeSantis, but they weren't turned on by the person that we put up. And that is a real problem. I want to comment on one thing. Yesterday, in the middle of our broadcast, the settlement broke. The news of the settlement in Fox and the Dominion lawsuit, $787.5 million. $787 million. It's a lot of money. But I'll tell you what, it's a cost of doing business, and I was disgusted by Fox's comments later that day. First of all, they didn't even post the settlement on their website. Most of their anchors didn't mention it. And they had Kurtz, who's one of their journalists who somehow is considered somewhat moderate. I don't know why, but and here's where he goes. He goes, basically what he said is, we settled the lawsuit. The judge said that some of the things that we broadcast were not true. But we broadcast what the parties were saying. And these were fraud claims brought by the Trump administration. We believe in free speech. And then he goes on to say that this settlement, settlement reflects that Fox's commitment to the highest journalistic standards, end quote. Quote, the settlement reflects Fox's commitment to highest journalistic standards. That is a lie. Not only didn't they have to apologize, by paying $787 million, they were able to say, well, all we were doing, they're repeating the comments that they lost on summary judgment. The judge said, baloney, you didn't just, this is what the judge said, you didn't just report what Trump was saying. You had Tucker Carlson Hannity and Laura Ingraham Risman go on and make the argument themselves and lie. And then they would put on Sidney Powell and Giuliani and say there's a hole in the back of the Dominion thing where somebody could sneak in some new software and all that. That was a lie. It was a factual lie, and your people said it. They lied about that in their comment, in their statement. There's another lawsuit against them for even more money, over $2 billion, by Smartmatic. That's another machine company. Smartmatic is going forward. Fox immediately said the same thing as opposed to their lawsuit, even if though they just paid the settlement. They said, we didn't do anything wrong. We just reported what Trump said. We have First Amendment right to do that. The judge already said that was a lie. You see what I'm saying? So you may say, come on, Matt, how can they pay out 787 million simoleons like that? Okay. And you know very well, they'll get to the day of trial with Smartmatic and they'll offer the same thing. And maybe they'll pay a little more. And you'll say, Matt, it's a lot of money. Yeah, it is. This is a multi-billion dollar company. They will make that back. That's a hit on their profits. They will make that back in a year, maybe 2 years. Why do I say that? Because Tucker Carlson's ratings are higher than MSNBC and CNN combined. They're making money. Because when they started to get real about the election, OAN, One America Now, had their lunch, took all their viewers. Their viewers want to be lied to. They want Tucker Carlson, for instance, leak some of these stolen documents saying that Ukraine had higher losses than Russia. He just lied 2 days ago. That's what's happening. Coming to the end of the show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn, directly back, same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News,